one of my favourite days after Christmas Day and obviously my birthday, which is coming up. I'm, of course, talking about Safer Internet Day. It's up there with the greats, isn't it?
It is good, yeah.
It's one of the best days, I think.
It's better than Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Actually, I think it is. You're right, yeah. Mm. Now, we are marking Safer Internet Day, which means what exactly?
Well, it's basically just making sure that people know not to get their bits out online.
Right.
And if they do, yeah, just don't. It's best not to.
Not more to it than that.
Well, no, it's just making sure that you don't embarrass yourself or your friends online. And just know what you're doing before. Just think about it a bit before you start sending.
Because I reckon a lot of people don't.
Yeah, well, you didn't with your picture of you and Ollie Mears.
Yeah, that was just my mic pack in my pocket. So hypothetically, right, if I was to put a picture of my bits on the internet and think that you were just seeing it, maybe, and some of my friends.
Yeah.
That might not be true.
No, because even if you DM me like you normally do.
Yeah.
I might then right click save as and then send that out to the wider public,
and that I wouldn't be safe then, would I?
Because they pay quite a lot in Bazaar.
Not for that though.
What are you saying?
They wouldn't.
Don't downgrade yourself.
So let's say if I am share, no, so let's say if I want to share,
let's say if you are share,
no,
that's a whole different day.
Let's say if I want to share,
yes,
what would you suggest I do?
Take care.
Oh, share, take care.
Yeah. If you really want to do that, don't get your head in the picture.
Okay. That's not, you can't just give that as advice.
Well, surely. No, I think that's sensible. You can't recognise you then.
There's other ways to identify.
So what are we doing now?
Well, I've done a very special edition of 24 Years at the Tap End.
Eh? That's Chris, his thing.
Yeah, I know. Chris doesn't know about this yet. I went on his Facebook and went back through to 2006, because you can see all the way back now.
Oh, okay. God.
So this is all from Chris's Facebook timeline?
Yeah. So I've got from...
I didn't think you were my mate on Facebook anymore. I thought I got rid of you.
Well, no, I can still see it.
Oh, no.
So what you've done here, Chris, is you've shared all this stuff.
Right.
Maybe without taking care.
Right.
As we're about to find out, I can't wait for this. This might be better than the actual Tap End. So this is 24 Years at the Tap End, the story of Chris, told entirely by his Facebook timeline.
I'm not sure I'm ready for this.
I'm ready. I'm more than ready. So who's reading this? Are you going to read this, or is Chris reading it, or...?
I'll read it. I've written it in Chris's style.
Okay, so you're reading it.
I tried to do it, yeah. I tried to do it as Chris.
Okay, so you... We now have to think that you are Chris.
Yeah.
Cool, okay.
Don't worry, it's fine.
And remember, everyone, this is all true, because it's on his actual Facebook.
Ready?
Not ready.
Ready.
I don't think he's ever going to be ready, so I'll just say ready and then go with it. Ready. When writing my autobiography, I totally didn't realise that my 19th to 24 years at the Tap End are actually already out there on Facebook.
Oh, no.
This could have saved me loads of work, as even better than that, there's pictures and all sorts of stories from all my mates, all there for loads of people to see.
Oh, God.
My 19th year at the Tap End was very eventful. I spent a lot of it posing for pictures. I'm most proud of my half-naked and hungover work. Especially the one of me performing an MIA-style rude hand action towards the camera.
What's that?
That was a picture I found of you naked and hungover doing a...
Are we really doing this now?
A rude finger thing.
This is actually on, yeah.
But what should we be sharing this with the nation?
Oh, do you want me to put the pictures up?
No.
He said, should we be?
Oh, right, I thought he said, should we be sharing as in...
All right.
Or should we be putting the pictures on the Facebook?
No, we shouldn't.
You've already shared it with the nation.
Not like this. This is...
We kind of have.
I'm not sure how many yards of ale there are in a mile, but my photos show that I must have drunk at least a short car journey's worth of beer on one night out. I was so proud I took a picture of the bucket people were sick into. The bucket of justice.
Yeah.
Dressed as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle at the time, this was quite a night.
I know exactly the nights that you're talking about here, Glenbar. Justice.
This made me feel so... I'm not Chris anymore, by the way. Right. I know the accent's so good.
Bing. Welcome back.
This made me feel so sick. There's actually pictures of... It's disgusting.
There's a bucket in Glenbar in Southampton that has been there longer than any student has. And it was used in socials, basically. as a sort of communal...
Oh.
Enough, move on.
Yes.
So this is all on Facebook, the bucket's on there?
Yeah.
So let's say that we're going for a new job. Maybe the potential employer may ask you about the bucket of justice.
It's probably not the best, is it?
No.
In fact, I spent most of my 19th and 20th years at the Tap End dressed up. There's pictures of me as an extra in Brokeback Mountain, as Danger Mouse, Osama Bin Laden, a Smurf, a sexy devil, and even one of me dressed as Tony Blair at the Justice staff party.
Brokeback Mountain? What are you going on about? Is that me dressed as a cowboy, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you've spun that badly.
Well, no, because you did look like an extra in Brokeback Mountain. I didn't know what you were up to.
And Bin Laden?
Yeah.
I was meant to be a shake.
Oh, well, it looks like it was Osama Bin Laden. And Tony Blair?
Yeah, that was, no, I acquired a Tony Blair mask, so I'll go out and...
I used to have one of those.
People threw stuff at me. It was really bad. It had the opposite effect.
What did you want, to get the ladies?
Well, I just thought it'd be a good fancy dress, but it's not good when you turn up in a club, walk down the stairs, and there's people sort of booing you.
Right, girls, I'm the Prime Minister.
Hello, ladies.
I'm Tony Blair.
It was the club I worked for. They couldn't afford a special guest, so they just dressed me up as Tony Blair. And all the posters, when they said special guest, it was just me in a mask.
Of all the people you'd want as a special guest in a club, is that the one that they wanted, Tony Blair?
No, they were after absolutely
like,
anybody.
Don't you book like PAs and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, people paid extra for it as well. I that's probably why they were angry thinking about it.
There's also a rather compromising photo of me with a blow up sheep. I love that sheep. I don't actually know if you did love that sheep, but it looks like it from the picture, so that's right. What I put. Well,
I can't believe we're talking about
this. If this is the conclusion that I've drawn, imagine what other people are going to think.
Did you love that sheep or not? Just to clarify.
You did in the picture.
I did.
Okay. I lived with an interesting assortment of people. There are many photos of my housemates dressed in bright spandex, some of whom Facebook tells me have now gone on to work in the city, and one as a teacher. There's a great photo of me kissing one of my male housemates. I don't look like I'm enjoying it, but all the same, happy memories.
Is there really a photo of that?
Yeah.
Don't remember that.
He does. There's a great blurry picture of me shirtless at 2 a.m. one evening, holding my 6-inch outside Subway.
Oh, right, yeah, that'll be meatballs. No,
I didn't look too
Marin, what's it? Marinara?
Marinara?
Marinier? Yeah. Something like that.
Judging by some of my statuses, I have a few regrets from some of my nights out, especially the night I got a bit sick in Manzel's Curry House, or the night I celebrated Dan Perkins' birthday by getting naked whilst DJing in Jester's on their athletic union night.
There's a lot of you getting your kit off.
A worrying amount of information in this.
Yeah.
You could do one of those nudie calendars for charity just from his Facebook.
I don't remember half of this. Is this really all on there?
Yeah, this is my favourite. During my 19th year at the Tap End, I had many interests, including The Right Stuff, MasterChef and Keenan and Kel. I also loved doing personality tests. One said I was a connoisseur of art and beauty, but I had a mild neuroticism. Not sure if that's rude or not, but apparently I've got a few emotional bumps I need to get rid of. All in all, my 19th year was full of gimmicks.
What does that mean?
I think that means you're slightly...
Being neurotic.
Yeah. It's not erotic.
It's a bit weird that that's all on my Facebook, though.
Well, you put it there.
But Becky's sharing it. I just don't think any of us here are taking care with it.
No, it's not for me to take care of it. Well, it is a bit, but you should have taken care of it when you put it up in the first place.
Well, I will now. I might. What do I do?
Yeah, I definitely delete Osama Bin Laden, the sick bucket.
Shake. Justice.
Tony Blair, Keenan and Kel.
I think what we need to do now, you remember on Jerry Springer where he used to do that final thought thing? Where he kind of said what he'd learned that episode.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that? Chris's final thought?
Well, me do it?
Yeah, yeah. Just to sum up for your experience here.
All right. You know what? I reckon be careful what you put on Facebook because if your mate's with Becky or someone like Becky, it'll end up being talked about and it will come back to bite you in the backside again later in your life. I'll be back after the break.
All right. I just needed that. I just needed the thought bit, really, not didn't need to be actual Jerry.
Scott Mills.